When considering a place to live, many people go for small towns where there is frequently friendliness, trust, character, and beauty. Additional qualities such as farmland, rivers, possibly mountains, are all part of the mix, as are coffee shops, a bookstore, a library, maybe even a college campus. Small towns like Plymouth or Salem or Stockbridge in Massachusetts, or Woodstock, Phoenicia, Newport, Saugerties in the Mid-Hudson region, have to be preserved, of course, for them to remain enjoyable. But is it possible to preserve them? A town like Stockbridge seems to have kept the look that Norman Rockwell captured in his art, and seemingly Woodstock is keeping its pleasant aura, as are places like Phoenicia or Palenville in the Catskills. Not so poor old Newports, once a small college town with the Wallkill River, 17th-century stone houses, and a glorious view of the Gunks, especially at sunset. Sadly, Newports has been under assault for 50 years and more. In 1973, Con Ed proposed building a nuclear reactor to the east of the town, with concrete cooling towers and steam that would be visible for miles around. Fortunately, these plans, after court hearings and after the Three Mile Island leak of 1979, were withdrawn. In 1981, Marriott presented plans for a huge 78-million hotel, condominium, and conference center at pristine Lake Minnewaska. This was fortunately turned back by the outrage of those commie liberal environmentalists, many associated with the college. Walmart presented plans to settle in town, as did McDonald's, Starbucks, and Burger King. The latter three breached the walls, albeit without the golden arches. But continually embattled, Newport managed to cling to its heritage of old houses, small townism, mountains in the distance. Today, a few miles north, a private company from out of state is buying up a local lake and swimming area and turning it into a private resort, with a conference center and hundreds of homes. There is also a complicated plan for another out-of-town company to build extra housing for the campus on once peaceful farmland, and, adding insult, insisting on reduced taxes for themselves where the residents are to make up the shortfall. Also today, a small and locally popular CSA, which has been providing fresh farm produce for residents, is to be taken over by a large outside conglomerate. No one seems concerned that the bottleneck combination of Main Street plus its solitary bridge will become more like a plaque-clogged artery bringing weekend traffic to a near standstill. The commonality in all these onslaughts is outsiders seeing dollar signs, closing their eyes to the impacts and belittling the finiteness of things like water and sewage. A rather conservative local college dean wrote to the papers, "There are a lot of liberals in this town who are anti-development." Yes, indeed, and unashamedly so. Furthermore, didn't people such as he settle in part because of the attractiveness of a small town? So why are so many of us opposed to such superheated development? Why be against Westchesterization? After all, isn't sprawl the way a town manages to fit everything in? A cornfield there could be a bowling alley, an orchard here could be space for another gas station, and more restaurants, supermarkets, dental offices, legal firms, movie houses, maybe an arcade, a roller rink, ice skating, a bigger transit system, and indeed then we wouldn't have to travel to Long Island for such amenities. No, choking bumper-to-bumper traffic is not surely what we want. And yet, just this month, there is a serious plan for a huge water park. Funnily enough, relevant or not, on the other side of town we are desperately drilling for more water.